You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
God can take the lives of ordinary people and from day to day transform them by the power of His Holy Spirit.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Holy Spirit of the living God, breathe on us with your power, that we may believe in Jesus Christ, have life in him, and be saved from the destruction that wastes at noonday. In the name of Jesus, our Savior and Lord, we pray. Amen. It was an extraordinary event, that first Christian Pentecost. There was the sound of a rushing, mighty wind, split tongues of flame sitting on the heads of people, and those people talking in languages they had never been able to speak before. The most extraordinary part of the whole thing is that it happened to ordinary people, without pretensions to power or position, and no great party to represent. Even though people did not know it at the time, the whole history of the world was changed that day. A new force was created with a new kind of power. New, that is, to people who had never recognized it before. It is the power of the Spirit of God, creating and renewing the world in His own way, at His own good time, with His own chosen people. It is the truth of the prophet coming to life again, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Remarkable as was Pentecost, even more remarkable is the way the Spirit of God has done things down through the years. He takes ordinary people, renewing their lives in ordinary ways, and empowering them in the ordinary events of their everyday lives to be God's people, even though everything seems to be against them. By the power of the Spirit, they calmly go their way as they demonstrate the power of God in their lives. If you are wondering how a thing like this can happen, St. Paul explains it. Since we are justified by faith, he said, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in our hope of sharing the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit which has been given to us. If people have not paid much attention to talk like that, it's not because the talk is not plain. The words are ordinary words, and they contain no hidden meanings. There is peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the door through which you go to receive this grace, this undeserved love. No wonder people rejoice who have it. They share in the glory of God. They rejoice in the ordinary circumstances of life, even in their suffering. That suffering produces endurance, which is more than just waiting something out, but actually triumphing in it. That endurance produces character, which is not a surface thing like personality, but deep down like rich ore in the earth. That character produces a quality you can see on a man's face. He has hope, even though everything else looks hopeless. This hope, unlike many of the other hopes of our world, does not disappoint. It has something great behind it. It has the love of God in it and around it, poured right into the hearts of people through the Holy Spirit which has been given to us. That's a picture of what it's like to be a real Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. He begins with Christ, and he comes out with hope, the one thing people everywhere are looking for today. He has hope that does not disappoint because the Spirit of God is in it. People don't expect to find that sort of thing in everyday life. They're willing to accept the story of Pentecost with the split tongues of flame, the rushing mighty wind, and the speaking in foreign languages. This is what they cannot accept, that God can take the lives of ordinary people and from day to day transform them by the power of His Holy Spirit. After that first Pentecost, Peter and the other followers of Christ quickly returned to the struggles of ordinary life. Amid all the ordinary, they had one extraordinary thing they never had before, a quality of life they had never known before. It wasn't that they had never suffered. They did suffer, not infrequently for what they believed. In all of that, they constantly had hope, a light in their eyes and a smile on their faces. They had faith in Jesus Christ. They rejoiced in the love of God to which they had constant access from day to day in Jesus Christ. He is alive, they said, and we can depend upon him. They walked in that faith through the ordinary course of human events with a hope that could not be dimmed. After all, they said, God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit which has been given to us. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter got up and preached quite a sermon on that first Pentecost. First of all, he had to answer an objection from some of the people who were standing around. These men, they said, are full of new wine. Not so, said Peter. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. It's the kind of language anybody can understand very well. He went on to explain that the Spirit of God was promised by God himself through his spokesman, Joel. The Spirit heralds the coming of Jesus Christ. Hear these words, said St. Peter. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by wicked hands and crucified and slain, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. This Jesus has God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Quite a few people were hit right between the eyes. They asked Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter answered right off, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. About 3,000 people did that on that very day. It wasn't just one of those barnstorming sermons delivered by a one-time fisherman. If it had been just that, it would have ended right there. It was not a flash in the pan. It was the sound of a mighty wind that has swept down through the centuries as ordinary people with ordinary words in the ordinary events of their ordinary lives proclaimed the good news of Jesus Christ and demonstrated the power of God's Holy Spirit. This is the way they talked. Since we are put right with God by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. His peace is real because of what Christ has done for us, and that's real. He died for us, and our sins are really forgiven. With this faith, he has brought us to this remarkable position in which we now stand. We confidently and joyfully look forward to actually becoming all that God has had in mind for us to be. We rejoice even in our problems and trials, for we know what they do for us. They help us learn to be patient. Patience develops strength of character and helps us to trust God more and more each time we use it, until finally our hope and faith are strong and steady. We are able to hold our heads high no matter what happens and know that all is well. We know that God daily loves us, And we feel this warm love everywhere within us, because God has given us His Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. For people who had to live their lives amidst the drabness of the ordinary, this made sense. For people who have to live their lives today in the drabness of the ordinary, it makes sense today. What St. Peter says makes sense. What St. Paul says makes sense. It makes sense because of Jesus Christ. If God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, not counting our sins against us, why should it be considered impossible or even extraordinary that He should send His Holy Spirit into the hearts of people that they might experience the love of God? Why should God seem far away when Jesus Christ, His Son, is so much a part of our history as to die for us and to rise again from the dead to be declared both Lord and Christ? Why should it be regarded as out of the question that people can enjoy the peace of God in their ordinary lives through Jesus Christ? You can read the story for yourself. It's what the book of Acts is all about. Even if you've never seen it before, you can understand it. Christ's people were absolutely irrepressible. You couldn't tell them to hold off or to shut up. They got into trouble because of it, and they suffered because of it. That didn't seem to bother them. They were utterly sold on Jesus Christ and absurdly happy, rejoicing even in their sufferings. We rejoice, said Paul, in our hope of sharing the glory of God. God's love has been poured into our hearts through His Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. His Holy Spirit has been given to us. You don't demand the Holy Spirit. He doesn't come that way. You don't tell Him what to do. He doesn't do things that way. You don't order Him around. He does not hold still for that. He's the Holy Spirit of the living God, who is God, our Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. He sent His Son to be our Lord. That Son died for us and rose again from the dead. He's the Son of God with power. He promised to send His Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Strengthener, the Fortifier. When the Spirit comes, said Jesus, He will lead you into all truth. He does the leading, not we. What kind of a day was Pentecost? A day, like all days, filled with the events and people of our times that are part of our history, and you were there. That's the way every historical event takes place. It starts out as a very ordinary thing. It begins on a day like all other days, a day filled with routine. Then something happens, something to make the ordinary extraordinary. It ennobles the ordinary. It takes the ordinary and makes it sacred. Hope arises where before it was dead. The heart that had been crying out from the depths reaches out to the heights. There is peace, love, and joy. There's hope that does not disappoint. All because the love of God has been poured into someone's heart through the gift of the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. Christ's men were irrepressible because they knew He was invincible. Death could not contain Him. It had no hold over Him. It has no hold over anyone who goes with Him. These men were not afraid of death. They went through the whole world, preaching, teaching, healing, inspiring, in spite of opposition, hostility, and persecution. They won men and women everywhere to the new life in Jesus Christ. That became the ordinary way of life for them. They had found peace with God. Nothing could stop them, not even the might of Imperial Rome. Has there ever been a more thrilling story in the whole history of the world than the nobility of these ordinary people, empowered by the Spirit of God who had been given to them? The only depressing thing is that you see so little of that peace and love and joy in the lives of people who claim they are for Christ today. They're always looking for the extraordinary when the Spirit of God works through the ordinary. Spirited lives are so rare. Few are added to the church. Fewer still are healed. 5 out of 6 churches could be closed in many neighborhoods without noticing any loss of spiritual impact at all. There is money and there are beautiful buildings all over the place. But where is the Spirit of God? That's the question. It's like putting up wire all over the place and no power to send out over those wires. It's like putting a heavy gold chain on a Mickey Mouse watch that won't run. It's like the steamboats that used to ply the River Tigris in the First World War. When they blew the whistle, the ship stopped because there wasn't enough steam to do both things at the same time. There's a lot of whistle blowing today, but very little power. What we need today is the genuine power of the Holy Spirit of God. What we need today is people who are at peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we obtain access to this grace of God where people can take their stand and rejoice in the hope of sharing the glory of God. We need people who are willing to rejoice in their sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. The hope that does not disappoint because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit which has been given to us. What can you do, you ordinary people? Number one, you can go with Jesus. That's not easy. You can go with him as his men have always gone, crucified with him. Nevertheless, you live. Yet not you, but Christ lives in you. And the life you live in the flesh of your ordinary life, you live by the faith of the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you. Two, you can go with Jesus Christ and speak up for him. That's what his men did. You can go with others who are willing to speak up for him. That's what his men did. They were not all alike, but they had one thing in common. They were at peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And three, you can accept the love of God in Christ and make the most of it. It's an ordinary day, I know, but it's the kind the Spirit of God takes and ennobles. Today, make that old Gaelic statement come true. I, too, will turn my face to the wind and cast my handful of seed on high. By the power of the Spirit, let the wind blow, the wind of his Holy Spirit, ennobling the ordinary and making it sacred and extraordinary. Amen.